This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. For more than a decade, workers in the Cherokee County Department of Social Services took children from their parents with no judicial oversight. Workers used a document called a Custody Visitation Agreement, or CVA. The courts have since invalidated this document as fraudulent. Lawyers think there could be more than 100 cases in which workers used this document to illegally remove children from their parents. North Carolina law enforcement agencies have been investigating the Cherokee County Department of Social Services for over a year. New reporting from the Carolina Public Press shows that federal investigators might also be looking into what's going on. Kate Martin's lead investigative reporter for Carolina Public Press and joins us now. Welcome back, Kate.
Thank you, Frank. Happy to be here.
Remind us of the story now from the beginning. The custody visitation agreements, when did they come to light? What's their impact?
So back in about December of 2017, a father approached a local lawyer to ask her how to get his children back. Mm-hmm. And he showed her this document, and it was a custody and visitation agreement. And what the Cherokee County DSS workers did is they would go to parents and they would say, you know, maybe you've got some kind of legal involvement or whatever, but if we can take your kids and put them in foster care where you won't see them, or you could just sign this agreement and it'll go, you know, your child will go to somebody nearby and then all of your legal troubles will be over. And what they did is they would then close the case and then not really follow through with any services after that.
Meanwhile, the child would be removed from their custody and taken somewhere else.
Right. Yeah. Could be with a relative, could be with somebody else.
All right. And give us an idea, but you know, why would DSS be there in the first place? How did the family come in contact with DSS so that they'd be in this conversation over how to take care of their child in the first place?
Well, I imagine it'd be any of the typical reasons. Somebody could report a parent for neglect or abuse, or the parent could be perhaps taken to jail, and then there would need to be somebody to take care of the children, any for a variety of reasons.
So they intervene, they show them this document, and they say, you could just sign this and things will go a lot easier for you. Tell us about the CVA.
What the CVA did, first off, it's a fraudulent document. The judge ruled that, you know, they were not legal, that she then also invalidated all of the documents, but the parents thought that they were legal because social services workers, they have a lot of power in small communities, especially in communities like Cherokee County, and they felt like it carried the weight of law. There were no lawyers present. Sometimes there was a notary public, and that was about it.
Where did this document come from?
Well, I think Cherokee County says they're trying to figure that out, but there's a former DSS attorney there named Scott Lindsay, and he said that he got it in about 2007 from another attorney somewhere in the state. Now, our reporting hasn't shown where that document might have come from. It's hard to say really where he got it. He could have just made it up.
All right, so we've got a judge involved. When a parent says, how can I get my child back?
Mm-hmm.
Judge takes a look at these documents, says, throws them out the window, says these things aren't legal. But now we've got number of cases that have already, not adjudicated, but in some cases terminated because of these agreements. So when did the state step in?
So the state stepped in after about March of 2018. So around this time when the judge ruled that these documents were fraudulent or that they were a product of actual and constructive fraud, I think was the actual phrase, the lawyers for the parents sued, and that case is now in federal court. And so the state stepped in about March of 2018, and they worked in Cherokee County DSS's office and took over the Child Welfare Division for about 6 or 8 months.
Right, and one particular wrinkle in the story involves the head of the Cherokee County DSS, Cindy Palmer, the head at that time.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So she was in charge of the office for a couple of years before the state found out the custody and visitation agreements were being used. She is also the wife of the local sheriff.
And she was then head of the department, but things changed, right, as a result of the investigation?
Well, yeah, I think that's fair to say. So the state came in March, and then the DSS board put her on a paid administrative leave while all of this was investigated. She was on that leave for about 6 or 8 weeks, and then she resigned her director position and then was hired back as the business officer, which is essentially like a finance position.
All right. And so what do we know? We've been saying in your reporting, and we've repeated it here, something like we believe perhaps over 100 cases. Do we have any idea how far back this goes?
So the lawyers for the plaintiffs believe it's more than 100 cases. They don't know how far back it goes because there's records aren't showing exactly how long, you know, this has been going on, but they believe it's over 100 and it's been longer than since 2007, but they just don't know exactly how long.
Records. That brings us to the latest tick in this story. Mm-hmm. Your reporting indicates that there's been a radical increase in the amount of document shredding from that office. Tell us more about that.
Right. So back in about January of 2018, one of the workers in Cherokee County DSS said that there was an urgent need for space and they needed to start shredding documents. So if you recall, in December 2017, the previous month, is when the state found out the custody and visitation agreements were being used. Since that January, they had been paying a company to come in and shred documents. And this is typical for any government. You're not required to keep records forever. And so for Cherokee County, they would shred, you know, bins full of paper, sort of like your garbage that you wheel out to the curb, onesie, twosie every other week or so. And then it just spiked completely in July, where they shredded 46 totes with a 64-gallon capacity for a price of, I think it was $3,300,
right,
which was massive.
What kind of an increase is that? That's
right.
What I need to
know. I mean, I don't have that number directly in front of me, but I mean, if you're doing one or two in a week and then you jump to six, you know, to 46 totes, that's a giant increase.
That's a giant increase. So give us the timeline again. The state steps in. A month later, we hear there's a need for space. And then when does the shredding
right
increase?
So December 2017, the state finds out. Then in January, one of the workers said we have a desperate need for space. March, it becomes public after an Associated Press investigation, and the judge rules the documents are fraudulent and invalidates all of them. In March, the state also comes to Cherokee County to take it over. And all the while, these workers who had initially planned this under Cindy Palmer's leadership were continuing to ramp up their shredding.
All right. And they're under court order not to shred documents related to
this
child custody.
Yes. So the judge also in March said, don't shred any documents. If you do, you have to do it with my permission. Lawyers have also sent letters telling the county not to shred documents.
All right. And so we've got all of that. In the meantime, there is some indication that federal investigators and federal law enforcement might be interested in this.
Right. That's correct. So I did a records request for expense reports. And within one of those reports, the local DA, Ashley Welsh, visited with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Asheville in July.
All right. And I'm going to get, you know, just a little behind the scenes, because it's always important, I think, to point out the importance of investigative reporting and why it's so critical that we have it, that we report stories like this, that we know about what's happening in Cherokee County and elsewhere in our state. The way you found out about the shredding was to actually look for the bills and say, tell us, show me your bills for shredding over the past few years, months, and I can do a comparison, right?
Well, I mean, it's super nerdy, but I asked for a procurement database, which is essentially everything the government spends on whatever, you know, widgets, yo-yos, whatever. Hopefully not yo-yos. But within that, they had all of their shredding bills. And so I asked for the invoices, which showed exactly how many totes they were shredding every week.
It is that nerdiness that is investigative reporting. And without it, we wouldn't know nearly what we do. And of course, that brings that to the attention of authorities. Then you find out that a state's attorney in that region makes a trip to see a federal prosecutor by just looking at transportation reimbursement, right?
Right. I think it's something to underscore here is, since this case is being pursued in the civil case is being pursued in federal court, the records, if they were shredded, would be of interest to federal investigators. We talked to Chris Swecker, who's a retired FBI assistant director and former chairman of the North Carolina Governor's Crime Commission. He told us that if they shredded these records on purpose, that it could potentially draw federal charges of obstruction of justice and contempt of court.
All right. So what's next in this case?
Well, right now it feels like it's a lot of wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to know until there's an indictment.
And we don't know about that yet. And again, in talking about the federal involvement, you did try to find out, at this point, they're mum, but there is some indication that perhaps there's talk about bringing federal investigators involved, right? How do you know that?
Well, just sort of talking to folks. I can't really
you
say
had
much
at least
more.
You had at least one state's attorney who said that they couldn't deny.
Right. Yeah, you're correct. Yeah. The district attorney, I had asked her what the purpose of the trip was, and she said she couldn't tell me. And I asked her if she could deny whether the shredding story, which had came out on the exact same day during her visit, I asked her if the shredding story was a topic of conversation, and she said she couldn't deny that.
All right. Well, we will stay tuned. Kate Martin, lead investigative reporter of the Carolina Public Press. You can find links to her reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Kate, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Coming up on the State of Things, in a basketball game that went into triple overtime, he helped Duke beat Carolina. No, keep listening. We're talking to Fred Lynn next. He's a public attorney, public defender in Guilford County for 45 years, just retired. We're going to find out all about that, too. On the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us.